today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Get down on it.
When you're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me is beating in this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me. Best
to 7 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Take on me.
minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your stride, when you say us, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door. I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why they have to go and make things so complicated. I see you the way you're acting like you're somebody else. Gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall.
Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. Pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders getting set to take on the Wichita Wind Surge in the fourth game of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riverfront Stadium from the shores of the Arkansas River in Wichita, Kansas. My name's Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along here on the pregame show, getting you set for the 49th game of the season for the Rough Riders. They're coming in at 26-22 against Wichita, who's in first place in the North in the Texas League at 28-18. A couple first-place teams doing battle in this game as the Rough Riders have held first place all season long and all season long last year as well, but that's in jeopardy tonight. San Antonio and the Rough Riders tied for the top spot in the Texas League. This is the second time in the last week that this has happened. The Rough Riders were playing San Antonio last week, so they controlled their own destiny in terms of being in first place, and they were able to win the last two games of that series and stay in first place by two games. But San Antonio has been playing some really good baseball, and they're hot on their heels with just 20 games remaining in the first half here in Texas League play. Today, the Rough Riders turn to Zach Kent on the mound. He's 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA. The Virginia native, 24 years old, making his eighth start of the year. He's 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA and looking for a bounce-back start after he allowed six runs over five innings to San Antonio in a no decision, an eventual 10-6 win for the Rough Riders. He goes against Casey Legamina, who's had a really tough start to his Wichita Wind Surge career, allowing seven runs in 3 1/3 against Corpus Christi in a loss back on May 28th. In his last start, he allowed three runs over 2 1/3 with six walks in his first AA start against Tulsa. So the Rough Riders will try to get that offense going against the Wind Surge right-hander. It's Legamina and Kent. But on a pregame show, we'll get you part two of our interview with Cole Reagans. Yesterday's starter went five innings, allowing two runs with six strikeouts in a tough luck loss in yesterday's game. We'll talk a little bit more about that game as well as we go forward on the pregame show. But Cole Reagans joins us next to talk about the back-to-back Tommy John surgeries that he underwent when we come back. Rough Riders Wind Surge, game four of the series, coming up at 6:25. Cole Reagans, our guest next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goandeater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Yesterday, we got you part one of the interview with Cole Reagans, Rough Riders starter. Let's get you part two here on the Riders Baseball Network.
It seems like that you've played with some guys as well. You're in the Rangers organization that have gone on to make their Major League debut as well, being drafted back in 2016. But I want to take it back to 2017 and then the back-to-back Tommy John surgeries. After that first one, and you were making your way back, emotionally, how did it hit you when you realized you had to get the second Tommy John surgery?
Oh my gosh, I really don't know how to explain it. It was baseball. Honestly, baseball could have been done right there. I had to say two words, and it would have been done. But you know, I had two completely different groups of guys to go through rehab with. Like, my first group was all older guys. My second group was all younger guys. So it was like polar opposite of like everything. Like, you have older guys that just kind of go about their business, and you have the younger guys, and it just was completely different. But you know, I mean, the medical staff's great. Kami, the like rehab on field guy, is I wouldn't have made it through without him. Like, he just, he like lightens up the mood, you know, like cuts up with you, talks trash, but also knows when it's time to work and be serious and that kind of stuff. But it, he makes it. I think everyone could agree with me on that one, that Kami is awesome. Like, he makes it fun.
How much do you feel like you matured emotionally and mentally, I guess, when you're looking at such a young kid going through back-to-back Tommy John surgeries during that time? How do you feel like you grow?
I think it was more of just, like, a mental thing. Like, it was like, you know, you never know when you're going to throw your last pitch in there for a little bit. I was like, maybe I did throw my last pitch and I didn't even realize it. And, like, for, you know, as a younger, like high school, you have fun, you know. I'm not saying you take the game for granted, but it's like you never think of things like that because you're so young. And at first year of pro ball, you know, you're like, I feel great, you know, trying to do everything. And then when things like that happen, it just kind of makes you appreciate the game a little more. Like, I mean, not take a day for granted, enjoy everything about it, the good and the bad with it. I mean, my worst day on the mound is better than a day in rehab, I'll tell you that. So just kind of, you know, it just makes you appreciate the game a heck of a lot more.
You come back in 2021, debut in Hickory, and ended up coming up here to Frisco. And it was a crazy time where you came up to Frisco, and right before that you played in the Futures game. How much of a whirlwind was that two-week stretch for your life?
Oh, my. It was like, so they called me into the office in Hickory, like, one day before, I think it was, like, before stretch or before, I think it might have been in between stretch and the game or something like that. And they called me into the office and told me Kami wanted to tell me something. So, you know, get on the phone with Kami and he tells me, and I was like, honestly, didn't even know there was a Futures game going on last year. Like, it just wasn't like in my head. Like, I was like, I'm playing baseball. Like, I thought nothing of it. And then just like that whole experience of going there, I mean, just playing with and against guys that are now, that are unbelievable prospects, like biggest names in baseball, honestly, like in the prospect thing, and it was crazy. And then that, it was like a few days later, I was still in a bullpen, and they were like, hey, you're gonna fly out of Arkansas to Denver. I was like, Arkansas? Like, what? I don't know, because I didn't put two and two together. Like, I was like, Arkansas? And then they're like, because you're meeting Frisco there. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's like 4 days, a lot of stuff happening. It was crazy.
I remember last year you told me that you immediately called your wife and there was a super emotional moment on the phone. What was that like?
Well, the Futures game, it was just like it was, you know, I got a little choked up just because it was like, not everybody gets to do that. It's something that, you know, it's what, 50 guys or something like that? I don't know exactly how many guys get to go, but it's just like I've sat there and watched that game on TV and never even thought like, oh, I could be there. It was just one of those things that I was like, holy cow, like I'm about to go get to experience one of the biggest things you can in minor league baseball, I guess. It was unbelievable.
When you came to Frisco, an old buddy of yours, I guess, Cole Hamels, was here, a guy who you've been compared to and you looked up to growing up, and you actually got to shadow and kind of follow around in your first spring training. What was it like to reconnect with Cole Hamels?
It was cool just to see him, you know. I mean, we obviously only met each other for the one day in my first spring training, got to spend the day with him. But it was cool just to see him, you know, go through his routine again, like, and see what he still had, what he was doing, like that kind of stuff. It's just always cool to see him in person, see him do his work in person, just because I've probably watched every YouTube video on YouTube of him throwing, you know, highlights, everything. So it was pretty cool to see him come back and throw a bullpen.
Cole Reagans, pitcher for the Rough Riders, joining us here on the pregame show. Cole, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Wichita. The Rough Riders in turbo tubs today, getting set for the fourth game of this six-game series. Zach Bigley alongside you. Let's quickly get to the starting lineups for both the teams today. And we start with the Rough Riders. Johnny Ornelas starts it off at shortstop. Jax Biggers hits second at second base. And Dustin Harris is the DH, hitting third. Ezekiel Duran at third base. Trey Hare at first. And Josh Stowers is in center. And the bottom third, Matt Watley, the catcher. Kellen Strom out in left. And Sandro Fabian in right field. Once again, it's Ornelas, Biggers, Harris, Duran, Hare, Stowers, Watley, Strom, and Fabian. Zach Kent, the Rough Riders starter, will go against Casey Legamina. Here's the lineup that Kent will face for the Wichita Wind Surge. Austin Martin leads it off at shortstop. Then it's Edward Julian at second. And Dennis Ortega is the designated hitter today in the three spot. Matt Wallner in right field. He hits cleanup. Chris Williams is at first base in the five spot. And Deshaun Kersey Jr. is in center field hitting sixth. Bottom third of the order, it's Andrew Bechtold, the catcher. Daniel Orzaria is the third baseman making his double-A debut today. And Leobaldo Cabrera is out at left field in the ninth spot, the nine for Wichita. Once again, it's Martin, Julian, Ortega, Walter Williams, Kersey, Bechtold, Orzaria, and Cabrera. The Rough Riders dropping back-to-back ball games in this series against Wichita. And a couple close ball games in this series out of the three so far. The Rough Riders took game one by a slim margin of 3-0, lost game two, 7-1, and then last night, a 2-1 loss. This is a Wichita team that has 11 one-run victories this season. That's the most in the Texas League. And Frisco, despite out-hitting the Turbo Tubs last night, 7-6, they fell in the final score, 2-1. So the Rough Riders will look for a better day today in a packed house here in Riverfront Stadium. The Turbo Tubs take the field out in front of us, and we're ready for the national anthem here in Riverfront Stadium. Rough Riders and Turbo Tubs, game four of the six-game series. A battle of two first-place teams, and we'll have first pitch for you coming up next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left. Check swing and a miss. He got him. 1-1 is crushed. Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go? That's back and that's gone. Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Game 4 of 6 from Wichita. Rough Riders and Wind Surge today playing as the Turbo Tubs, their alternate identity, getting set for first pitch out in front of us. Hi, everybody, from beautiful Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along. The Arkansas River is popping today, and just across it, Riverfest is underway tonight at sundown, a massive music festival, but it's the other side of the river that the focus is on tonight with a good starting pitching matchup here in Game 4 of the series. Casey Legamina makes his third AA start of his career out on the mound. The young man out of Gonzaga goes against Zach Kent today out of Virginia Military Institute. Legamina has had a really tough start so far in his AA debut. His numbers were very good at the high A and low A levels coming off Tommy John surgery in 2019. But he has yet to figure out this level so far, as in two starts and over 11 ERA for the right-hander. He's up against a Rough Riders offense that has been held to just 2 runs combined over their last 2 contests in this series, and trying to get things going with Johnny Ornelas starting things off for the Rough Riders. Ornelas, 5th in the Texas League with a .345 average, 4 homers and 19 RBIs as well. And he's ready to go. 3 of his 4 home runs have come to lead off an inning this year. He has 1 leadoff home run to begin a ball game as well. And we're ready for baseball. Legamina squares his shoulders to the third base dugout, looks in for his sign. He winds back and away we go. Fastball, upper edge, inside corner, and it's 0-1 underway at 6:31 in the p.m., just 6 minutes tardy from our original start time of 6:25. Legamina winds back in the 0-1. A slider on the outside corner for a strike. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Legamina, 24 years old, 6'2", 195-pounder. Originally born in Dallas, but grew up in Chandler, Arizona. He peels back the 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a slider. And Jonathan Ornelas goes down on 3 pitches to start things off. Jax Biggers climbs in now, highest that Biggers has hit in the order this year in his 3rd game with the Rough Riders this season. Coming in off the injured list, missing the beginning of the year with a hip injury after playing 91 games for the Rough Riders last year. Left-hander at the plate, righty on the mound. Here's the wind back in the pitch.
just sits outside on a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Four-pitch arsenal for Legamina. He'll go fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. The fastball and the slider are his main pitches he goes to. He kicks in the 1-0. A line drive in a right center field. That one's down and cut off by Kersey in the alley. Biggers a turn around first base, but he stops right there, and it's a one-out single for Jax Biggers. So elevated to the two spot, he picks up his first hit of the year in the Rough Riders uniform. He's now 1-for-5 with 3 walks over the last 3 games. And Dustin Harris in the 3 spot in the Riders order hits now. Blaine Krim with the day off today, as does J.P. Martinez. So two guys who are normally in the top of the Rough Riders order not in there today. And that elevates this man, Dustin Harris, into the 3 spot. Harris hitting in the 3rd spot for the 12th time this year. And he takes the first pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Harris hitting .248, 9 homers, 35 runs batted in on the season. 9 homers, 2nd on the team, 10th in the league. The pitch. Outside, it's 1-1. Legamina working from the stretch with a runner aboard in the Turbo Tubbs uniforms that are yellow on the bottom and then turn into a bright orange with blue sleeves. The pitch. Sits on the outside corner with a backdoor slider, and it's 1-2. Aquamarine bluish socks and a bluish cap as well. Almost a turquoise. He's ready from the stretch. The 1-2. Strike 3 call to the knees. Harris thought it was down. Instead, it's strike 3. 2 strikeouts. 2 outs here in the 1st inning. Runner aboard for Ezekiel Duran. No score. Top of the 1st. Duran hitting .317 to lead the team. 7 homers. 31 runs batted in. A .940 OPS to lead the team as well. And the pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-1 on Duran here in the 1st inning. We'll dive into this a lot more, and depending on what he does at the plate, maybe even more than we originally intended, but Duran has been a doubles machine so far this year. 3 doubles in the series so far, including 2 yesterday. His 24 are more than anyone in professional baseball. The 0-1. He swings, skies it out to left center field. Long run for Kersey. Back to the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. A deep fly ball out all the way to the warning track in the deepest part of the ballpark in left center for Ezekiel Duran. But he is out number 3 in the 1st inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left stranded for the Rough Riders in the 1st. Zach Kent to the mound to face the top 3 in the Wichita order when we come back in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the 1st on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Austin Martin begins things for Wichita. Bottom half of the 1st inning, no score. Zach Kent back into his wine in the initial toss home. A line drive to right field. Fabian charging in. He makes the chest-high catch. So Austin Martin cracks it to right field on a line, but a great first step by Sandro Fabian, and he comes in and makes the grab. One pitch, one out for Zach Kent, and Edward Julian makes his way to the plate. Well, Zach Kent looking for a bounce-back start for the Rough Riders. On the season, he's 0-1 with a 6.75 earned run average. He's back into his windup, and the pitch to the left-handed hitting Julian slips inside. One ball, no strikes. Kent, in his last start, went five innings but allowed 6 runs on 10 hits. He peels in the 1-0. Just off the outside corner and misses. 2 balls, no strikes. Those 10 hits tied Cody Bradford for the most that a Rough Riders pitcher has allowed this season. The pitch on the way. Nibbles on the outside corner, knee level for a strike, 2-1. And it was the most that Kent had allowed in his career. He rocks back and fires in the 2-1. Change up in there for a strike. 2-2. For Zach Kent, the scouting report is pretty easy. It's a lot of fastballs and sliders, and when that combination is on, so is he. The 2-2. Strike three called. Got him with the slider right over the heart of the plate. 2 quick outs for Zach Kent. 6 pitches into the game, and Dennis Ortega, the three-hitter, stands in now for Wichita. No score, bottom half of the first. Ortega, right-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Kent, who stands at 6'3", 208 pounds. Shoulder is square to the third base bag, rocks back in the pitch home. Curveball, just high and tight. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Kent's slider will be in the upper 80s. It'll be 87 to even 90 miles an hour. The 1-0. Swing and a miss on that slider. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The 24-year-old rocks back and quickly deals in the 1-1. Just low of the zone, a check swing, and he was able to hold up. 2 balls, 1 strike. Another slider from Ken. Tanner Dobson has home plate, our umpire today. Willie Traynor down the third baseline. Harrison Silverman, our first base umpire. 2-1. Fouled away, up over the netting, and it's now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kent, even in the count. 2 outs and the base is clear. He has his sign, working with a furious pace. He peels back in the 2-2 home. Strike three called on the knees on the outside corner with the slider, and Zach Kent with an easy 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Boy, he didn't need many pitches, just 11. And he pours in 6 of them for strikes. What an inning for Zach Kent. And we go to the top of the second. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Number 28 prospect in the Twins organization, Casey Legamina, back out onto the hill in the second inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. Trey Hare begins things the left-handed batter. The right-hander has his sign, rocks back and deals. Slider tapped to the ground, first base side. Legamina off the hill, gloves, underhand flip to first, and he gets Hare for the first down. Nice job by Legamina fielding his position. One out in the second, and Josh Stowers climbs in. Very economical first innings for both the pitchers in this game. They both threw 11 pitches. 9 strikes for Legamina, and 7 strikes for Zach Kent. Righty-righty, wind back in the pitch to Stowers. Fastball hums on the inside corner, thigh high for a strike, 0-1. Legamina, the number 28 prospect in the organization out of Gonzaga. He deals in the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Legamina was drafted in the 8th round out of Spokane, Washington, and looked like he was going to make a big impact in the Twins organization right away. The pitch off the outer edge. 1-2, but immediately had to undergo Tommy John surgery and missed all the 2019 and most of the 2020 season. Wouldn't have played anyway with no minor leagues. He has his sign in the 1-2 to Stowers. Slider cut on and missed, 3. Got him right over the heart of the plate, and there are 2 outs. 3rd strikeout for Casey Legamina. He does not look like a pitcher who has struggled with his command over his first 2 starts. 2 outs, bases clear for Matt Watley. Riders with 1 hit today. A Jax Biggers single. No score in the second. Legamina with the blonde glove at the belt. He winds back and deals. Watley chops it out to second on the first pitch. Julian to his left. The second baseman has it. He throws onto first and retires the Riders catcher. And it's a 1-2-3 easy inning for Casey Legamina. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. On just 6 pitches, he retires the Riders' order. We go to the home half of the second. No score here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We played 1.5 innings. Bottom half of the second, no score. Not a lot of combined pitches thrown so far in this one. Just 29 combined pitches between the two teams. Or 27. Math is off a little bit. 27 combined pitches through an inning and a half. And Matt Wallner stands in. Here's Zach Kent's first pitch. Slider inside just a bit. It's 1 and no strikes. 11 pitches, 7 strikes for Zach Kent in that first inning. He's back into his wind in the 1-0 pitch. Wallner takes a strike on the inside corner with another slider. And the count goes to 1-1. Wallner just 2-for-11 in this series so far. Kent offers in. Just inside, 2-1. And that's a surprise. Wallner has been really good. A former competitive balance draft pick. The pitch. A drive into right center field. That's in for a base hit. Fabian cuts it off in the alley. Wallner turns for second, and he eases in with a double. His 9th double of the season. That's how things lead off here in the second. It's the first hit for the Turbo Tubs. Wallner at 10 home runs He's tied for seventh in the league. The former draft pick out of Southern Mississippi is known for his power, and he muscled that one into right center. And Chris Williams bats now. Right-handed batter against Kent from the stretch. First pitch. High and tight. Missed with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Zach Kent, a guy who's seen that fastball velocity climb and keep climbing. 1-0 pitch. It's a slider on the outside edge for a called strike of the knees, and it's 1-1. Kent's fastball was in the low 90s when he was first drafted. He sits in about the 93 to 96 range now. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, and a good changeup down low and inside. It's 1-2. Can't even touch 99 in instructs with the Rangers. He hasn't touched that this year so far as he steps off, wants to redo the signs with Watley. A shadow creeping up over the mound. He's ready from the stretch and deals in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with the high slider, and it's the third strikeout for Zach Kent. One away in the second, and Deshaun Kersey Jr. bats.
The second team, Deshaun Kersey
Jr., 240 hitter, a home run, and 12 RBIs in the season. He's had a good series, 4-for-9 so far in the series. First pitch. The lefty takes just outside with a curveball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kersey also hit his first home run of the season on Sunday down in Corpus Christi. So a good little stretch for the left-handed batting center fielder. Kent's 1-0. Chop in the ground, right side, past near, past Biggers into right field. Wallner getting waved around third. He comes in to score. Kersey to second. The throw, he slides past the bag, and now he's caught in a rundown at third. The throw on to Duran, and he tags him out. Wallner does come in to score, and it's 1-0 Turbo Tubs, though. So Kersey drives him in with an RBI double. So it's an RBI double as he was safe at second base but slid past the bag. And he's retired 9-4-5 for the second out. Here's the windback, pitch to Bechtold, right-handed batting catcher. He pops it sky high, shallow right field. Fabian coming in, Biggers the second baseman back. It's Fabian who makes the call and puts it away. And there's the final out of the second inning. But the Turbo Tubs get on the scoreboard on an RBI double by Deshaun Kersey Jr. It's a run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go into the top half of the third inning. Our score, it's the Turbo Tubs 1 and the Rough Riders nothing here on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
D Just 10 pitches for Zach Ken in that second inning, but he allows the game's first run. It's 1-0 Turbo Tubs. A couple doubles for Wichita, and they are out in front 1-0. Third consecutive game they've scored first after the Riders won 3-0 in the opener. Kellen Strom leads it off against Casey Legamina in the first pitch, catches the outside corner with a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom has been really good when leading off an inning this year, and over 500 on-base percentage. The pitch just outside, and it's 1-1, and an over 1,000 OPS. Trying to get the Rough Riders going here in the third. Five in a row retired by Legamina, who winds back in the 1-1. Cut and a miss by Strom, and a 94-mile-an-hour heater down the middle, and it's 1-2. Strom on a season-high five-game hitting streak entering into this one. 3-for-4 in the series with 3 walks. The pitch, it foul back to the netting, and it's 1-2. This is great to see from Kellen Strom, who got off to a really tough start to the season. He was hitting the ball very hard, but right at guys. His batting average was under 150. He's got it up to 211 now. The pitch, way outside. 2-2. Even though Strom got off to a tough start on the batting average side of things, he was getting on base. He leads the team in walks. The 2-2. Slider just inside. Count fills up at 3-2. And he's starting to put together even better at-bats and looking very confident at the plate right now. 25-year-old native of Eugene, Oregon. Payoff pitch on the way. He puts it high in the air down the right field line. Long run for Matt Wallner. Over towards the line in fair territory, he makes the catch. One out in the third and the longest at-bat by anybody today. A 7-pitch plate appearance for Kellen Strom, and it brings up 9-hole hitting Sandro Fabian. 1-0, Turbo Tubs lead the Rough Riders. We're in the top of the third inning. Entering into this top of the third inning, Casey Legamina had been very efficient with his pitch count. The offering home just slips inside to the right-handed batter, and it's 1-0. He had needed just 17 pitches to get through the first two innings, and Zach Kent had needed just 21 pitches through his two innings. One back in the pitch, fouled away right side. Into the seats, and it's 1-1. And then Kellen Strom goes with a 7-pitch at-bat to start things off in the third, and that's what he's been doing pretty much all season long, is seeing a ton of pitches this year. It's what you like to see. Pitch to Fabian. Fastball catches the upper outside corner of the zone, and it's 1-2. This beautiful day for baseball. They're in Wichita, Kansas, right on the banks of the Arkansas River. The pitch is grounded sharply out to short. Austin Martin swallows it up, throws high onto first, and Fabian is out. Williams, the first baseman, leapt up high in the air and then came back down on the bag, seemingly right at the same time as Fabian touched the plate, or I should say the first base bag, but Williams just got down on it in time as we take a look at the replay on stream, and yep, he did just barely beat Fabian back down onto the bag after jumping up in the air. And he saves Austin Martin an error. Johnny Ornelas now at the top of the Riders' order. The first pitch sails just high of the zone. 1-0. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 in the top of the third. Ornelas went down swinging on 3 pitches in the first. 1-0. Slider, strike, inside corner. Right at the belt. 1-1 on Ornelas. Legamina working quickly. He peels back in the 1-1. Slider hit foul off the end of the bat, back behind home plate. It's 1-2. This is very unlike what we expected from Legamina, who's starting to settle in. Promoted from High A Cedar Rapids right at the beginning of May. He's making his second start and his 5th overall appearance. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike 3 on a slider. to get Johnny Ornelas. He strikes out for the second time, and it's the fourth strikeout through three innings for Casey Legamina. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Riders with just one hit through three shutout frames against Legamina. And we go to the bottom half of the third. 1-0 Turbo Tubbs lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent back into his windup. He deals home to Ozaria, who's in from the left side. It's a called strike with a breaking ball in the inside corner, 0-1. The 21-year-old infielder making his Double-A debut today. Wind back in the pitch. Curveball outside, and the count to 1-1. 1-0 Turbo Tubbs, bottom half of the third. Ozaria, short squat in the left-handed batter's box. The pitch is cut on and missed and a slider low, and it's 1-2. Ozaria played in 29 games with low A Fort Myers hitting .266. 1-2. Grounder up the middle, speared by Ken off to his left. He jogs on to first, an underhand flip for the out. There's one away. Leobaldo Cabrera bats now. 1-0 Turbo Tubbs, bottom three. Ozaria pulled into the lineup late after Kevin Merrill was scratched quite literally 15 minutes before we went on air. A very late lineup change. And Ozaria coming in for his Double-A debut. First pitch to Cabrera. Upper edge inside corner with a fastball on 94 for a strike, and it's 0-1. Kent already back into his motion, and he offers home the 0-1. Another fastball. This one slips high of the zone. It's 1-1. Kent has worked behind a bunch of hitters so far in this game. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 2-1 out of his 9 batters faced, with Cabrera being the 9th. 4 first pitch strikes. He rocks back from the windup in the 2-1. Slider fits on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. But even with that being said, he's been very efficient. Longest at-bat against him, 5 pitches. This is the 5th pitch of this one. The offering home, low and inside. And count runs full. It's his first full count today. Kent with white cleats against a gray uniform. He rocks in the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him down low with the off-speed. It's his 4th strikeout for Zach Kent. 2 up, 2 down in the 4th. And Austin Martin at the top of the order stands in now. 1-0 Turbo Tubbs lead, bottom half of the third inning. Zach Kent with 4 strikeouts, just allowing 1 run on 2 hits so far. He peels in the pitch home to Martin. He takes low and away, 1-1, no strikes. Martin struck the ball well his first time up in the first, lining out to right field. Kent with the glove at the chest, nods yes at the sign, winds in the 1-0. Check swing, foul back into Watley's glove. He hangs on. 1-1. Martin, one of the top prospects in baseball out of Vanderbilt University, the 1-1. He lines it into shallow left center field, and that drops in front of Kellen Strom for a hit. Martin rounds first, but stops right there. Martin with just his third hit in the series. A guy who is pretty much considered the consensus best college bat in the 2019 draft. Taken number 5 overall. And traded from the Blue Jays organization to the Twins organization last year, the deadline in July. Edward Jillian in the 2 spot, left-handed batter in. Runner aboard, 2 outs. Kent's pitch slips outside, 1 ball, no strikes. 1-0, Wichita out in front of the Rough Riders on an RBI double from Deshaun Kersey Jr. in the second. Kent from the stretch, and he quickly fires over to check on Martin. While his bat hasn't necessarily been his best tool so far here at the AA level, Martin has been elite on the base paths with 20 steals. He takes a big lead, and Kent fires in, swinging a foul off of Watley's throwing hand behind the plate. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike as he shakes it out off to his right side. It was just hanging down below him off to his right side, and the foul ball just caught a piece of it. Looks like he's all right. 1-1. Kent from the stretch. A long hold. Still holding. And he finally fires in. High and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders with Biggers, the second baseman, playing about halfway in between first and second. His heels on the outfield grass. Kent issues in the 2-1. Slider tapped foul. First base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jillian went down looking in the first inning. He's 2-for-7 in the series now, hitting .275 on the year, a homer, and 10 RBIs. Kent holds on Martin and fires in. Chopper to first. Easy play for Trey Hare as he picks it on a short hop, takes it to the pillow himself, and the side comes to a close in the third. Nice inning by Zach Kent. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. He picks up strikeout number 4, and we're through 3 full innings here at Riverfront Stadium. To the top of the 4th, Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the 4th inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jax Biggers opens up the top of the 4th inning. Riders trailing by a 1-0 score. Legamina's pitch slips just low of the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Biggers has the Rough Riders' lone hit today. He singled to right field back in the first. Legamina peels back into his wine. He deals. Biggers shows bunt, pulls back, takes a slider at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. One run in this game so far between the two clubs. RBI double by Kersey for the Turbo Tubs back in the bottom of the second. It's our 1-0 score. 1-1 toss. Inside as it backs Biggers way off the plate. He goes down to all fours as he loses his balance and the ball scooted past his belt buckle all the way back to the backstop. It's two balls, one strike. Good to see Biggers back and his ability to play all four infield positions and the outfield. 2-1. Comes across the inside corner, knee level for a strike. Fitting in there with a changeup. 2-2. He's at second base today. The former Arkansas Razorback. 2-2. Grounder up the middle, speared by Legamina to his left, right off his shoe tops. Walks it over to the bag, underhand flip, and he gets Biggers. One away. Base is clear, 1-0. Riders trail in the fourth. Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. He took a called third strike back in the first inning. Dustin Harris. Harris went 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday, but a two-run home run in game one of the series. He had homered in back-to-back games. Left-handed batter, here's the righty's pitch. He fouls it away left side. 0-1. 7 of Harris's 9 home runs have come against right-handed pitchers this year. Good matchup for him here in the fourth with one out. The 0-1. He fouls it back into Bechtold's glove, and it's 0-2. Harris with 1 foot out of the box. Looks at the tip of the bat. Taps it against the outside corner, inside corner of the plate. Locks it over his left shoulder, open stance. 0-2. Low and outside. 1-2. Casey Legamina, as we touched upon, had really struggled so far here at the AA level and over an 11 ERA so far through his four outings, two starts. 1-2. Harris flares it foul opposite way down the left field line. 1-2. In his last outing, he really struggled at Corpus, allowing 7 runs on 7 hits in 3 1/3 innings, including 3 walks. And overall, he'd walked 13 in 10 2/3 innings. Not a single walk in this game so far. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball at 95, and he strikes out his fifth. Climbed the ladder. There are 2 outs now. And ever since the Jax Biggers single back in the first inning, he's retired 11 in a row. 2 outs, bases clear for the red-hot Ezekiel Duran. First pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes high. 1-0. Not only has Legamina not walked a batter, he's only had 1 3-ball count so far. He peels in the 1-0. Outside and low with a breaking ball. 2-0. He is in very good shape with his pitch count. He's been in and around the zone pretty much all day long. He brings in the 2-0. Low and outside. 3-0. And, well, just as we say that, there's his second 3-ball count. This next pitch will be number 46 for him as we play in the fourth. And if you have the first number on your pitch count the same as the inning number, that's really good as a starting pitcher. He offers in the 3-0. It's high in the zone for ball four. And a 4-pitch walk puts Ezekiel Duran at first base. It ends a string of 11 in a row retired by Legamina. 1-0, Rough Riders trail, top of the fourth inning. Trey Hare makes his way to the plate. He bounced back to the pitcher to start things off in the second inning. 1-for-10 in this series, a single up the middle yesterday. Left-handed batter, the righty's pitch. High of the zone, 1-0. Legamina pouring in his best start so far in a double-A uniform. He offers in the 1-0. Cut on and missed by Hare, a defensive hack. Fooled on the high fastball, 1-1. His only other quote-unquote scoreless outing with Wichita. He allowed 1 unearned run on May 22nd against Springfield. 1-1. Air spoils it. Foul out of play in the air left side. 1-2. 5 strikeouts, no walks. That's his only outing when he hasn't walked a batter with Wichita so far. Only 4 walks in 13 and a third innings with Cedar Rapids at the high A level before being promoted up here. He's ready from the stretch. Kicks in the 1-2. Just inside on Hare, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Missed, but not by much with the changeup. Legamina dangles the arm to his right side. Looks over to first. He's ready from the stretch. And the 2-2 shuttles in. Hare fouls it straight back. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders trying to find some offense here in the fourth. They've scored just 2 combined runs the last couple games on 10 combined hits. Yesterday, they stranded 12 in the base paths, went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. A throw over to first, and Duran is back in. The day before that, they stranded 10 in the base paths, and they scored their 1 run. Overall, in this series, the Rough Riders have left 33 on base in 3 games. Very unlike Frisco, who's been good with runners in scoring position so far this year entering into this set. Duran at first. Legamina from the stretch, and he issues in the 2-2. Outside. Missed with the slider. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Hare. To see the Rough Riders trying to drive that pitch count up against Legamina. He's been all but too comfortable so far in this start. Payoff pitch on the way to Hare. Durant takes off. The pitch is driven high in the air to right field, sending Wallner back to the warning track, looking up at the wall. See you later! Trey Hare sends out a 2-run homer, and the Rough Riders trampoline out in front. They lead it 2-1. Trey Hare with his 6th long ball of the season. Give him 24 RBIs, and the Rough Riders find themselves in front on the road here against the Wind Surge. A 2-run bomb. Got it on a 3-2 pitch, elevated fastball, got on top of it, and just ripped it out to right field. First pitch home to Stowers is fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Trey Hare with his 6th home run of the season and his 1st in a while. That's the 1st home run for Hare in his last 39 at-bats since May 17th against Corpus. The pitch home to Stowers is off the outside corner, and the count at 1-1 now. 108 miles an hour, 402 feet for Trey Hare. Stowers with a 1-1. It's fouled back. 1-2. And good to see the Rough Riders getting back in the long ball column. Rough Riders had gone 2 games without hitting a home run before tonight. 1-2. Stowers sends it high in the air, right side, foul territory. Williams, the first baseman, over towards the Riders' dugout, and he watches it clip off one of the cords that holds the netting up and down into the stands. Still a ball and 2 strikes on Stowers. Rough Riders, when they don't hit a home run this year, are 7-9. And you can't say that anymore in this game tonight. 1-2. Stowers takes strike 3 called, upper edge, outside corner. 6th strikeout for Casey Legamina, but he allows the 2-run home run. Trey Hare with the Rough Riders' 2nd hit. It's a big one. 2-1 Frisco as we go to the home half of the 4th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark,
located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent offers home. It's a strike to Dennis Ortega, and it's 0-1. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning, 2-1 Frisco. Kent back into his wind in the 0-1 pitch. Pours it on the inside corner with a slider for a strike, 0-2. Ortega, Matt Wallner, Chris Williams, 3-4-5 in the order for the Turbo Tubs. Kent's 0-2. Hits it just off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Trey Hare with a 2-run home run in the top of the fourth inning to give the Rough Riders the lead. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Kent struck him out on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball elevated, and there's one away. Fifth strikeout for Zach Kent. He is looking really strong as we play here in the fourth. Gone are the control issues that we've seen early in the year. Matt Wallner, left-handed batter, first pitch. He breaks his bat, lofts it out to second base, and Jax Biggers, the second baseman, back into shallow right field, spears it out of the air. And there's out number two. Two quick outs on just five pitches. Chris Williams makes his way to the plate. That's been the story of this game so far for Zach Kent. 45 pitches, two outs into the fourth inning. Williams down swinging his first time up in the pitch. High and outside. Miss of the fastball. 1-0. Williams hitting 314 on the year. Kent offers in the 1-0. A swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner. And the count to 1-1. Kent feeling the confidence. He rocks back in the 1-1. Swing and a miss again on the slider off the outside edge. And it's 1-2. That slider has been dynamite so far today. Let's see if he goes back to it. He's ahead in the count, 1-2. Bases clear, two outs, 2-1 Rough Riders in the bottom half of the fourth. He's back into his wind, and the 1-2 pitch. Slider just inside, actually went to the curveball, and it's 2-2. Just barely missed against Chris Williams. And Kent rocks back now, and the 2-2 on the way. Got him swinging low in the zone with the slider. Watley picks out of the dirt, throws down to first to complete the strikeout, and it's 6 strikeouts for Zach Kent. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Top five coming up. Zach Kent is dealing through 4 innings. We'll be back after this on the Riders Baseball Network with the Rough Riders up 2-1.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer.
Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the Patty Melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system, at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Good ball game so far in Wichita, Kansas. Rough Riders out in front 2-1. Matt Watley leads it off for Frisco in the top of the fifth. Casey Legomino winds back and fires in just outside of the Riders catcher, and it's one ball, no strikes. Frisco with a 2-1 advantage thanks to a two-run home run from Trey Hare in the fourth. Legomino back into his wind, the pitch. Off the end of the bat, floater into shallow center field. Long run for Kersey Jr. He's under it and makes the catch. One out in the fifth. Kellen Strom hits. Zach Kent with six strikeouts through four innings so far in his start. This is the best we've seen Kent look all season. Legomino winds and deals. Top of the zone for a strike against Strom, and it's 0-1. His six strikeouts, a new season high. Came in with just 22 all season long. 0-1 pitch. Strom fouls it back, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders are the bottom third of the order against Legomino in this fifth inning. Here's a look in by the right-hander. He rocks back and deals. Just off the outer edge. One ball, two strikes. Frisco only with two hits today. Jack's Bigger single in the first in that two-run homer from Hare. Right-hander deals in the 1-2. Slider hitting the air to center. Long run for Kersey. He's under it. And he puts it away. Two outs. Couple flyouts to center field for Frisco. Sandro Fabian bats. Fabian looking for his first hit in the series. He's 0-4. Really good crowd on hand here in Wichita. We had 4,000 here yesterday. Pitch on the way. A drive down the left field line, and it hooks foul. 0-1. Legomino peels back the 0-1 pitch. Just off the outer edge. Misses with the heater. One ball, one strike. Expecting a good crowd tomorrow. We mentioned Riverfest going on across the Arkansas River from us. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs and inside with a fastball. 1-2. Big music festival going on. We see some carnival rides beyond the right field line. And Willie Nelson is highlighting that music festival. 1-2. Fabian chops it foul back behind home. It's one ball and two strikes still. If you're wondering why we started at 6:25, it's because of Riverfest. There's a parade to kick things off. And right after that parade, they end it with fireworks. Those fireworks are going to go off at 10 o'clock, whether there's baseball being played or not. So they thought, let's start it a little bit early in tonight's ballgame. 1-2, cut on and miss, strike three. Fabian down on strikes. Seven strikeouts for Casey Legomino through five innings. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. He sits down the Riders' bottom third in order. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Riders with a 2-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Kersey is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're underway at the bottom half of the fifth inning. Zach Ken already with a season-high six strikeouts through four innings of work and a 2-1 advantage. He winds in the 1-0. Kersey fouls it straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders trailed 1-0 early in the second on an RBI double by this man, Kersey. Kent peels back in the 1-1. Slider fouled away left side. 1-2. And then Trey Hare blasted his sixth home run of the year, a two-run shot to right center. And the Rough Riders vaulted themselves over the top of the Turbo Tubs. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the curveball low of the zone. And Zach Kent has his seventh strikeout, one away in the fifth inning. This is the Zach Kent we saw in flashes last season. Came up to the Rough Riders, made his last six starts in Frisco. A 5.34 ERA, but struck out a ton of batters. Andrew Bechtold stands in now, first pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. That's the curve for a strike, and it's 0-1. Kent with 39 strikeouts in just under 29 innings. He offers in the 0-1. Another curveball, this one just outside. It's 1-1. And that's what we expected to see this year, but he has not struck out the same volume of batters this season with the Rough Riders. 1-1. Fastball chopped up the middle. Ornelas, the shortstop, to his left. He fields, slings it on to first, and gets Bechtold for the second out. Now, with that being said, Kent has pitched to contact pretty well. The biggest problem has been his command. He's been walking a lot of men this year. But overall, it's been a bit of a struggle in general to find comfortability with the slider and fastball combination that has been so good throughout his entire career. Daniel Ozaria in for the left side now in the first pitch. He bunts up the first baseline and foul. It's 0-1. In this start, it's been a completely different story. Entering into the season, Jeff Andrews, the Riders pitching coach, on Media Day said, he is the best four-pitch pitcher on the team. And we've seen all four pitches, especially the fastball, curveball, slider, working really well for Kent today. 0-1. Swing and a miss. There's the changeup diving away from the left-hander, and it's 0-1. There's a reason why Kent's the number 20 prospect in the Rangers organization. 0-2. Changeup high and away. One ball, two strikes. That's his ability to work those four pitches. He's ahead 1-2, two out spaces clear. Riders lead 2-1. 1-2 on the way. Down low and inside. Just miss, and it's two balls and two strikes. So not expecting Kent to look this good every time out, of course. But this is elite level stuff, the 2-2. Weak wave and a foul back behind home. Just down in front on a slider, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Best start so far for the right-hander Kent, and he's still in good shape with the pitch count. This next one will be number 63 as we play in the fifth inning. His season high, 95, back on May 17th against Corpus. He pitches in the 2-2. Just inside. He wanted strike three. Didn't get it. Missed with a fastball. He's ready from the stretch, or I should say from the windup. He's back into it. And the 3-2. Chopper foul right side. Still 3-2. And Osorio is putting up a nice battle against the right-hander. The left-hander making his double-A debut, just 21 years old. Short in stature, squatted down from the left side. Choked up on the bat, the 3-2. Chopper, first base side. Trey Hare has it. Race to the bag. He wins it. And Zach Kent, 7 strikeouts through 5 one-run innings so far here in Wichita. Nicely done by the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. He's retired 7 in a row. And we go to the top of the 6th. Riders out in front, 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the 6th inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Johnny Ornelas in the top of the Rough Riders order leads it off. Rough Riders out in front, 2-1. We're in the top of the 6th inning. Casey Legamina back into his windup and the pitch home. Misses up high and it's 1-1. And no strikes. Well, baseball is a funny game. We talk about it a lot here on the broadcast, and you never know what you're going to see in a pitching matchup, especially the 1-0. Ornelas takes high and away, and it's 2-0, no strikes. Casey Legamina entered into the day with an 11.81 ERA, and he's allowed just 2 runs through 5 innings. He winds back in the 2-0. Slider inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. On the other side, Zach Kent entered with a 6.75 ERA. He's allowed 1 run through 5 innings with 7 strikeouts. In fact, both have 7 strikeouts. The pitch is fouled back off the end of the bat, back to the backstop, and it's 2-2. So 14 combined strikeouts for these pitchers through 5 complete innings. And we're into the 6th. They play straight up defensively in the outfield against Ornelas, slightly to pull in the infield. Couple strikeouts from Ornelas so far today. Uncharacteristic. Oh, 2-2. Just down low. 3-2. Only 5 combined hits. 2 for the Rough Riders, 3 for the Turbo Tugs. Payoff pitch to Ornelas. He swings, chops it foul in between his own legs. And actually caught a piece of one of his legs. Still 3-2. Trying to figure out where it got him. Take a look at the replay. Still can't figure out where it got him. He's walking it off. And now he stands back in from the right side. Ornelas tied for 4th in all minor league baseball in hits with 61 this year. 3-2. High and away. Ball 4. He works a leadoff walk in the 6th inning. And Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate.
The second baseman, Jess Biggers.
Biggers 1-for-2. Single back in the first. From the stretch, Legamina's pitch. Fouled away, left side, up over the netting, and it's 0-1. This is only the eighth game this season that Ornelas has struck out twice. He has been very good in the contact department. The pitch to Biggers is flared foul, left side. Still no balls, two strikes. Or I should say now, no balls, two strikes. 2-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth. Top third of the order, which has been such a huge part of the Rough Riders offense all season long, had combined for just one hit and still has combined for one hit. Now into the third trip through the order. It's from this man, Biggers. 0-2. He hits it in the air to shallow left center field. Kersey over, and he tracks it down. The center fielder with a running catch. A little bit too much loft under it from Biggers, and there's one away in the sixth with Ornelas remaining at first. Brings Dustin Harris to the plate. A couple strikeouts for Harris. His first trip. Reigning minor league player of the year in the Rangers organization last year between low A and high A. He was challenged by the organization, sent up here to double A to start the season. Still just 22 years old. The pitch. He swings, pops it foul left side out of play, and it's 0-1. And while he's seen some struggles in the early part of the season, he has had flashes of amazing baseball. He flicks the bat out towards the mound. Legamina from the stretch. He deals home. Harris watches one of the knees on the outside corner. Didn't agree with the call, but it's 0-2. If you look at all the numbers for Dustin Harris last year and this year, the 0-2, just down low and inside, it's one ball, two strikes. His power numbers are higher than they were last year at this juncture of the season. His stolen base numbers are about on par that they were in last year's campaign when he played 110 games. He's just not quite hitting for the same average. The offering is fouled back. In between the legs of the catcher, Bechtold, and it's 1-2. Hitting just .248, he hit .327 between low A and high A last year. He's one of those guys that when he gets hot, he is nearly unstoppable, and you just have a feeling that a hot stretch is coming for Harris. Legamina comes set. 1-2. Chopper foul. First base side. Still one ball, two strikes. When he hits him, he can hit him a long, long way. Harris, 6'2", 185 pounds, and still a lot of room to grow into that body muscle-wise. Throw goes over to first, and Ornelas is back in. He took a step back towards the bag, and instead of hitting it with his foot, he decided to reach down with his left hand and tap the top of the bag, and he's getting some grief from the Riders dugout. He smiles and takes his lead once again. Legamina from the stretch, he's ahead 1-2 on Harris in the pinch. Harris swings, hits a high fly ball into shallow left field towards the line. Cabrera's under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs after the leadoff walk for Ornelas. Rough Riders leading 2-1 in the sixth, and Ezekiel Duran makes his way to the plate, but that's going to be all she wrote for Casey Legamina. Here comes the manager, Ramon Borrego, and he's going to go get his right-hander in favor of the bullpen. A pitching change with two outs here in the sixth inning. Rough Riders leading 2-1. The best start by far in Casey Legamina's very short double-A career. He gets a nice ovation as he comes off the field here at Riverfront Stadium. Bullpen arm coming out. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. Rough Riders out in front 2-1 in the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, here is Herman out of the bullpen. He deals home to Ezekiel Duran. A called strike with a slider on the upper edge to the outside corner. It's 0-1. First man out of the bullpen today for the Turbo Tubs. He deals in. Duran grounds it foul, third baseline, and it's 0-2. Herman, 23 years old, 6'1", 170 pounds. He came up from Cedar Rapids earlier this year. The 0-2. Strike three call with a slider inside corner. Three pitches and a strikeout against Duran. His first, and he ends the top of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Rough Riders. Bottom six coming up. Riders leading 2-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First offering to Leobaldo Cabrera is off the outside corner from Zach Kepler. One ball, no strike. He's back into his wind in the 1-0. A line drive up the middle into center, and that falls in for a hit. A single for Leobaldo Cabrera up the middle. Just the fourth hit today, surrendered by Ken. And it's a leadoff base runner aboard in the sixth. And it's a streak of seven in a row retired by the right-hander. And the first time a leadoff man has gotten aboard since the second inning. Playing the bottom of the sixth, it's 2-1 Rough Riders. And the top of the order due up in Austin Martin. Martin 1-for-2 with a base hit. He was the last one to get aboard before Cabrera just singled. Kent ready from the stretch. Double play depth for the Riders middle infield in the pitch. High and inside, missing with a slider, and it's 1-ball and no strikes. As he pitches here in the sixth inning, Kent in good shape with his pitch count. This next one will be number 69. 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball. 0-2. Or I should say 1-1. For Zach Kent, second time pitching into the sixth inning this year. 1-1 toss. Slider outside corner, called strike. Right at the belt, it's 1-ball and 2 strikes. His first time since May 3rd against Arkansas when he allowed 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings. He offers a throw over to first. He got him leaning, and he picked him off. Zach Kent picks off Leobaldo Cabrera. What a quick move, and he got him leaning off to second base. 1-2 on Austin Martin, bases clear. Right-hander winds back and deals in. Chopper third base side and foul on a hanging curveball in the middle of the plate. Kent got away with one there. Still 1-ball, 2 strikes. Only run for the Turbo Tubs today. An RBI double back in the second by Deshaun Kersey Jr. 1-2. Soft topper out to short. Easy play for Arnelis. He fields, flicks on to first, and gets Austin Martin, and quickly there are 2 outs. A single. Cabrera was picked off, a ground out to short, and now Edward Julian stands in. The Riders leading 2-1. Rough Riders fell 2-1 last night. And now Zach Kent is trying to pour in his first quality start of the year. He's back into his wind, and the first pitch to the left-handed batter. Just outside, missing with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Ty Tiedemann is loosening out in the Rough Riders' bullpen, but hopefully he's not needed here in this inning. 1-0. Slider, outside edge, called a strike. Thigh high from Kent. Kent's in really good shape with the pitch count. It's surprising that Tiedemann's warming. The 1-1. Another slider, same pitch, same result. Right on the outside edge, and it's 1-2. This next one will be 76 for Kent. He's gone as many as 95 this year. He rocks in the 1-2. Slider outside, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's working on 7 strikeouts, a new season high. He has his sign back into his wind in the 2-2. Down and in. Missed with a fastball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That pull side shift for the left-handed batter ready in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. If that's the end of his night, it's a perfect way to finish it off. 6 one-run innings with a season-high 8 strikeouts for Zach Kent. His best start of the year by far. And the Rough Riders carry their 2-run advantage to 1 advantage into the top of the 7th inning. What a ball game for Zach Kent. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
We'll be right back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top seven, Rough Riders clinging to a 2-1 advantage. Trey Hare, who has provided the only offense for the Rough Riders today, starts it off against Osiris Herman. He deals home. Just outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Trey Hare with a two-run home run in the fourth to right field. 402-foot shot. Herman the 1-0. That's just outside. It's two balls and no strikes. How about Zach Kent? Eight strikeouts over six innings, tying the longest start for Rough Riders pitcher this year. 2-0 cut on and missed by Hare, and it's 2-1. Eight strikeouts, a season high for him. And the big problem this year has been the walks. He didn't walk a single batter. 2-1. Hare fouls it off. So Bechtold behind home. 2-2. Rough Riders offense trying to give him a little bit more cushion, though. Frisco's only had two hits. Single from Jax Biggers in the first, and that two-run homer by Hare in the fourth. Two other base runners on walks. 2-2. Fouled away, left side, in the air. Still two balls, two strikes. Hare's home run was his first since May 17th against Corpus. He had a three-home run game in Tulsa in mid-May. First three-homer game for a Rough Rider since 2012. The pitch, a swing and a miss. He got it. Second strikeout for Osiris Herman. One away. Josh Stowers climbs in. Bases clear with that one out. 2-1 Rough Riders in the top of the seventh. Josh Stowers climbs in now. He's 0-2. The pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Stowers has reached base plenty here in this series. 0-1. Grounder out to third. Osiria gobbles it up. And he throws across to get Stowers, and they're two away. Stowers, six walks and a hit by pitch along with a single. Oh, he's 0-3 today. And that brings the Riders catcher, Matt Watley, in the seventh spot in the order up to the plate. He's looking for his first hit. He's only seen three pitches today. A ground out and a fly out in his two trips. Riders leading by a slim run. And the first pitch outside. There's one ball and no strikes on Watley. I feel like a slim run is a little bit redundant, but it certainly doesn't seem like a big lead at this juncture in the ballgame right now. The 1-0. High and outside, it's two balls, no strikes. I feel like leads can feel different, even though they might be the same exact lead or deficit on the scoreboard. 2-0. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. A lead with the way Zach Kent is pitching feels a little bit bigger, but if he comes out, go to the Rough Riders bullpen, that lead all of a sudden doesn't seem so big. That's not a knock on the Riders bullpen by any means. 2-1. Outside, it's three balls and one strike, missing with a slider. That's just how good Zach Kent has been today. And Ty Tiedemann looks like he's ready to go out in the Riders bullpen, so just a question of if we'll see Zach Kent or not in the bottom half of the seventh. 3-1. Swing and a miss by Watley as he went 3-1. Slider, and Watley was out in front. 3-2. Really good pitch by Herman. Osiris Herman has struggled in his six outings before this one. A 7.36 ERA. He fires in the 3-2, cut on and missed, strike three on a slider off the outside corner. His third strikeout, and he's not struggling in this one so far. A 1-2-3 inning against the Rough Riders. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, and it's time to stretch here at Riverfront Stadium. Rough Riders leading 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent back out for the seventh inning. Riders leading 2-1. He deals with Dennis Ortega. First pitch. Slider inside 1-0. Ortega, Wallner, Williams, 3-4-5. Heart of the order for the wind surge. The 1-0 pitch. Check, swing and a miss on a good slider off the outer edge. And it's 1-1. Zach Kent becomes the first Rough Riders pitcher to attempt to record an out in the seventh inning. The 1-1 off the outside edge. A check swing he was able to hold. It's two balls and one strike. And Ty Tiedemann is waiting in the wings if he gets into any trouble. Tiedemann ready to go in the right center bullpen. Well, this might be the only batter that Kent faces. And Dennis Ortega, righty-righty. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another slider, and it's 2-2. This one down the heart of the plate. Four hits offensively today for Wichita, 1-6. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number 9 for Zach Kent. One away, and Matt Wallner bats now. Zach Kent with 9 strikeouts, second most by any Rough Riders starter this year. Cody Bradford had a 10-strikeout outing in Tulsa, and Kent is working on 9. He winds back and offers home to Wallner. On the inside edge for a strike. Another slider. 0-1 to the powerful left-handed batter. Wind back once again in the 0-1. A swing and a fly ball hits a center field. This one sending Stowers back, shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Two outs here in the seventh inning. And the brilliant outing continues for Zach Kent. Only 83 pitches for the right-hander. Two outs here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And Chris Williams bats. He has been nasty today with 9 strikeouts. And the first pitch to Williams. Breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a strike. The curve, and it's 0-1. Kent back into his wind again against the righty in the 0-1 pitch. Way outside, 1-1. Williams 0-2 with a couple strikeouts today. Kent trying to become the first Rough Riders pitcher with an ultra-quality start this year, which is 7 innings and 2 runs or fewer. 1-1 is chopped on the ground, third base side and foul. 1-2 as Kent works ahead once again. working on 9 strikeouts. And it looks like Williams broke his bat. He's going to have to get a new one. Kent's career high is 13 strikeouts, so he's not going to get there. But he could become the second Rough Riders pitcher this season with a 10-strikeout outing ahead. 1-2 in the count. Williams has his new stick. He's back in from the right side. Kent back into his windup, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. A high pop-up. Shallow center field. Josh Stowers under it. He squeezes for out number 3. And Zach Kent, 7 brilliant innings, allowing just 1 run on 4 hits with 9 strikeouts. What an outing for Zach Kent. Riders carry their 2-1 advantage into the top of the 8th inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike 3 call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts off the top half of the 8th inning, and he takes a low away from Osiris Herman. It's 1-0 and no strikes. Strom 0 for 2 today. Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage here in the 8th. Herman from the stretch, the 1-0. Strom watches a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1 on a slider. Strom 3-for-6 in the series after an 0-for-2 start to today's offensive outing. 1-1. He shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low off the outside corner. 2-1. Can't say enough about Zach Kent and his brilliance today. Here's a look in by the right-hander, the stretch. And the 2-1, Strom swings, grounds it right side, diving backhanded stop, Chris Williams, race to the bag, and he just beats Kellen Strom. What a play by Chris Williams on a ground ball to his right. He dove a backhanded stop, up on all fours, quickly up to his feet, and raced onto first base to just beat Kellen Strom for the first down. And that's most likely going to bring the 5-game hitting streak to an end for Kellen Strom. Sandro Fabian makes his way in now. 2-1 Rough Riders, top of the 8th. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94, and it's 0-1. Oh for 2 day for Fabian. Rough Riders only 2 hits on the offensive side. 0-1. A line drive hit to center field, though Kersey Jr. back on it. He makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down. Rough Riders out hit the Turbo Tubs in a loss yesterday. Johnny Ornelas in from the right side now. The pitch. Bottom of the zone, a strike. First pitch change, 0-1. Ornelas 0-2 with a walk at the top of the Riders' card. 0-1 pitch. Just off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders haven't had a hit on the offensive side since the fourth. The two-run home run from Trey Hare. One-one toss to Ornelas. Just off the outside corner, and it's two balls, one strike. And a really good chance for Frisco to add on and hopefully get some insurance. 2-1. A line drive out to left field towards the line. Cabrera over. He tracks it down and makes the chest-high catch. Ornelas lines out to left field, and the Riders turned away in order once again. That's seven consecutive retired by Osiris Herman. And we go to the home half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders, a 2-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, and the Riders turn to the bullpen for the first time. Ty Tiedemann takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 2-1, Frisco leads. Deshaun Kersey Jr. leads it off. And the first pitch is cut on and missed, and a ball in the dirt. And it's 0-1. Zach Kent Dunn, his final line, pure brilliance today from the right-hander. He allows just one run on four hits over seven innings. The pitch, a swing and a miss and a floating breaking ball in there. And it's 0-2, actually a foul tip. And it looks like it caught a piece of Matt Watley, the Riders' catcher, as he takes a jog around behind home plate. And he's ready to go. Kent struck out nine, a new season high for him, and did not walk a batter. The pitch home, down low and inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Riders reliever Ty Tiedemann trying to keep this a one-run ball game. 1-2, flick foul, left side out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Tiedemann offers home. Misses just high. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Longest outing by any starting pitcher in a Rough Riders uniform this year as the 2-2 is topped to second. It kicks up on Biggers, and he can't recover. Took a bad hop, hit up on the heel of Biggers' glove, went down on the ground. He tried to barehand it, and he could not recover. And Kersey Jr. reaches on an E4 to start things off here in the eighth inning. Oh, that is exactly what the Riders did not want to see. A free base runner. So Kersey, with his speed and 15 steals this year, takes his lead. First pitch to Bechtold is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Ty Tiedemann out of Long Beach City College, 3-0 with a 5-1-1 ERA this year. He kicks in the 0-1. There goes Kersey. Pitches outside. Throw to second is a good one. Not in time. Good jump for Kersey. Swipes his 16th bag of the year. One ball, one strike on Bechtel. The former Utah Ute got a really good jump. And now Whatley will go chat with Tiedemann. It was a breaking ball off the outside corner. Tough pitch for Whatley to throw on. And Kersey just got in before the throw. Tiedemann making his 13th outing on the year. 24 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 8 and walked 9. Opponents hitting .293 against him. Back-to-back scoreless outings for Tiedemann. The pitch off the outside corner, and it's 2-1 in terms of not allowing earned runs. But he didn't allow a single earned run in the entire month of May. Over 14 innings, he has been really good for Frisco. 2-1 to Bechtold is low and away, and it's 3-1 now. Nobody out, runner at second. Bottom half of the eighth inning, Riders leading 2-1. Tiedemann hoping to carry that success into June. The Rough Riders trying to snap a mini two-game skid. 3-1 toss. Just outside, ball four. First two runners have reached here in the eighth inning. It's only the second inning all game that Wichita has had two base runners in the same frame. And here's Daniel Ozuria. Oh for 2 day for the third baseman in his Double-A debut. Pull side chip for the left-handed batter. Righty's pitch. He shows bunt. Pulls back, takes outside. 1-0. An obvious bunting situation for a light-hitting third baseman. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. The 1-0. A bunt back behind home and foul. 1-1. Opponents in May hit just .163 against Tiedemann. And he really needs an out right here. The 1-1 pitch. A bunt down the third baseline. Durant charges, picks, throws on the first. Got him. There's out number one. So a sacrifice bunt. 5-3 on the putout. One away, Bechtold down to second, Kersey to third, and now a base hit could give the Turbo Tubs the lead. A 21-year-old lays down the sacrifice, and the infield comes in for the Rough Riders. And here comes Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout. He's going to go down to the bullpen and get Chase Lee. Riders, who's going to come in a righty-righty matchup in a one-run game. This has been a wonderful ball game here from Riverfront Stadium, and the drama just builds. The Viper, Chase Lee, out of the bullpen. Riders clinging to a 2-1 lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. or online at RidersBaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
With love.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With love.
Chase Lee out of the Rough Riders bullpen with the infield in. Runners at second and third. 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders. And the Viper faces a right-hander. Exactly the situation you want. Leobaldo Cabrera in, and the first pitch is popped up on the infield. Biggers, the second baseman, back into shallow right. He makes the catch. Kersey tags, bluffs from third. And there are two outs. Huge second out. On a pop out to second base. And here's the right-handed hitting, Austin Martin. Why do we emphasize right-handed hitting? Chase Lee, the sidearm slinger from the right side, has had absolutely filthy splits this year. Righty's hitting 136 against him. Lefty's hitting 200. Still not a lot of success, but righty's almost have no chance. First pitch to Martin. Outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Runners remain at second and third base. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Riders by a run. Lee from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Slider inside corner, a strike. Count to 1-1. Martin 1-for-3 with a single back in the third. Dangerous man up at the plate. 1-1 toss. Fastball just outside. Didn't miss by much, and it's two balls and one strike. Martin, the number two prospect in the organization for the Twins. Open stance from the right side. Hands just below the shoulders. Lee's pitch. Slider hit foul back behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes. As good as Chase Lee has been this season, he started out with his first 15 outings going scoreless. In his last two outings combined, he's allowed five earned runs over 2 2/3 innings. Lee has seen the ERA go from 0 to 2.29. He's ready from the stretch in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Chase Lee with a huge strikeout. He gets Austin Martin, and the Rough Riders are out of the jam here in the eighth. We go to the top of the ninth inning, and the Rough Riders cling to their 2-1 lead here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972 972- 334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andrew Cabazes is on the mound for Wichita as we go to the top of the ninth inning. It's the third pitcher used today by the Wind Surge, playing as the Turbo Tubs, their alternate identity. Andrew Cabazes, the 5'10", 170-pounder, takes over for Cyrus Herman, who was really good over his 2 1/3 innings, retiring all seven men that he faced with three strikeouts. So Casey Legamina got the start. He went 5 2/3 innings. Osiris Herman went 2 1/3. And now it's Cabazes. Jax Biggers, the number two hitter, starts it off. Left-handed batter, the right-hander throws. It's down low, and it's 1-0. Jax has one of two hits for the Rough Riders today. Came back in the first inning. Riders have been held hitless since the fourth. Only one base runner on a walk. The pitch. A line drive to left center field. This one's headed for the alley, and it's down. It's cut off by Kersey. Biggers turns on his way to second. He slides in ahead of the throw with a double. Jax Biggers with his first double back. He doubles into left center field, and it's a leadoff base runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders here in the ninth inning. They would love an insurance run, leading 2-1. Biggers a 2-for-4 day on this Friday afternoon. Friday evening, I should say. Dustin Harris stands in now on the pitch. Down low and inside. 1-0. Andrew Cabazes. The 25-year-old ready from the stretch. And the Florida native fires. This is high. 2-0. The Hialeah Gardens Florida native pitches to the Land O'Lakes Florida native. A couple Florida guys going at it. From the stretch. And the 2-0. Harris takes a strike. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Now, 4-hour difference between the two's hometowns. Cabazes by near Miami. The 2-1 outside. It's 3-0. And Land O'Lakes is up by Tampa. About 4 hours away. Three balls and one strike. Good hitters count for Dustin Harris. The 3-1. Inside, 4. So a double and a walk. And the first two runners have reached, first two batters, I should say, have reached for the Rough Riders. And Ezekiel Duran climbs in. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Cabazes making his Double-A debut. Just called up from High A Cedar Rapids, where in 12 appearances he had a 3.63 ERA. Pitch home to Duran. Low and away, and it's 1-0. In 17 1/3 innings, he struck out 26, and opponents hit just 209 against him. Boy, does he have a tough customer here. Duran entering, hitting 317. Pitch on the way. A line drive down the right side, just foul, and I mean just foul. That would have scored two runs, and it would have been Duran's 25th double of the season, but it was fouled by no more than an inch down the right side. Chad Comer, the Rough Riders' first base coach, immediately pointed fair, and then about a split second later, Harrison Silverman, the umpire, pointed foul. It was foul, though. Comer doing his best acting job. 1-1 toss on the way to Duran. He swings, lines it up the middle. Kersey coming on from center. Can't get it. It's down. Biggers to third, and he stops right there. A single for Ezekiel Duran. Loads the bases here in the ninth inning. Harris up to second. Frisco has him loaded with nobody out on a double, a walk, and a single to center. And now Trey Hare, who's already homered in this game, makes his way to the plate. Welcome to Double A, Andrew Cabazas. Hare 1-for-3 with that 408-foot home run to right center field. Infield comes in. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter. First offering home. Hare takes a strike. Eater on the inside corner, 0-1. Rough Riders have one grand slam this year from Justin Foscue. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a soft grounder out to second. The second baseman, Julian, has it. Throws home, and he just gets Biggers. There's the first out. Fielder's choice, 4-2. And the bases remain loaded. Ball wasn't hit hard enough for Julian to come home, and Bechtold to have a chance to try and turn two with the throw onto first. So the infield remains in with one out now, and Josh Stowers climbs in. Harris at third, Duran at second, and Hare at first. Stowers 0-for-3 today, grounded out to third his last time up. First pitch. Stowers swings and misses on a first pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. The breaking ball low of the zone. Stowers looking for his first home run since April 29th, when he had two. 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back sliders, and it's 0-2. Stowers takes a deep breath. Riders loading the bases with nobody out. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Grounded third base side. Ozuria has it. Throws to home for one. On to first. Not in time. Stowers beats it out. And they can't turn the double play, but the one out is recorded at home as Harris is gunned down. Ozuria fielded it, threw home for the first out. There's no doubt about it that they got Harris. Bechtold on to first. Close play, but Stowers was safe. Two outs here in the ninth inning. Bases remain loaded. Fielder's choice, 5-2, and here's Matt Watley. So Duran at third base, Hare at second, Stowers at first. Riders cling to their 2-1 advantage here in the top of the ninth, trying to add on for a little bit of insurance. Cabezas delivers a swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. No action out in the Rough Riders bullpen. It'll be Chase Lee in the bottom of the ninth inning to try and record the 5-out save. Cabazas throws the ball away. He wants a new one. 0-1 on Watley, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Ground out, fly out, and a strikeout in his three trips. 0-1 pitch on the way. He swings, skies it foul up over the overhang and out of the ballpark, back behind home, and Cabazas is ahead. No balls and two strikes. They play Watley straight away in the infield and outfield. A crowd of over 6,000 getting into it. The pitch home. Swinging a grounder foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, and Watley stays alive. 6,012 is our attendance today on what has been a gorgeous night here in Wichita, Kansas. Watley trying to spoil the 6,000's fun. Right-hander ready from the stretch, the 0-2. Swinging a soft roller off the end of the plate. And foul back behind home. Still no balls, two strikes. Kellen Strom collects in the Riders on Deck circle. Tosses it to the bat boy. What a ball game. Riders leading 2-1 with the bases loaded. Here's the set. And the 0-2 pitch again to Whatley. Foul back again with a slider off the outside corner. A defensive hack. And Whatley stays alive. Four consecutive foul balls and a good AB by the Riders catcher. Out in front, reaching for it. And now the catcher, Bechtold, will go out and chat with Cabezas. Cabezas, beg your pardon. All in two, 2 outs, bags packed. Riders by one. Top of the ninth inning. In the bottom half, Wichita will have 2, 3, and 4 due up, so this is really important for the Riders to try and get a run here. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Fouled back into the netting. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes on 5 straight foul balls. Of note as well, Ezekiel Duran at third base for the Rough Riders is an extremely fast and extremely aggressive base runner. If a ball gets away just slightly from Bechtold, the catcher, don't be surprised if he tries to go home. The 0-2 on the way to Whatley. Outside, ball one. 8th pitch of the AB coming up. It's 1-2. What an at-bat. Open stance for the right-handed batter. He pinwheels the bat once, twice out to the hill. And he holds his hands high above his helmet. The 1-2 again. Foul away, right side again. And Whatley continues to torment the right-hander on the hill. Still 1-2 in the 9th pitch of the at-bat coming. Rough Riders loaded the bases with a double, a walk, and a single. Back-to-back fielder's choices to the plate has kept Frisco off the board. But the 1-2 pitch again to Whatley. Hit foul again back behind home. We'll do pitch number 10 of the at-bat. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seven foul balls from Whatley in this AB. And a drone was flown over the top of the ballpark, and the umpires called off and said, hold on, we got to wait for the drone to get out of here, and the drone just left. So we're ready to go. 10th pitch of the at-bat to Matt Whatley. The 1-2. Soft pop-up foul again off to the left side, off the hands, and we'll do pitch number 11. And this is all in the biggest at-bat of the game. What a gutsy at-bat from Whatley. What a battle. Cabezas looks in. And the 1-2 again. Off the outside corner and low. Ball two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It'll be at least 12 pitches. Here she comes. Whatley fouls it off his foot. And we'll do it again. Duran going on contact. Came charging in towards the plate. And he jogs back to third now. The man with probably the most energy on the team. Pouncing all over the place. 2-2. 2 outs on Whatley. Bases full. Riders leading 2-1 in the ninth. Here's the 12th pitch of the at-bat coming to Whatley. From the stretch, Cabezas steals. A pop-up foul right side. 13 pitches. Now to Matt Whatley. Everyone on the top step of the dugout for the Rough Riders looking over the railing, enjoying this at-bat and this battle. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled again off the end of the bat. A squibber up the first baseline, and the entire Rough Riders dugout is fired up. Oh, man. Is this fun or what? We'll go to a 14th pitch. Still with the bases loaded. On a day where Zach Kent allowed just one run over seven innings with nine strikeouts. Rough Riders, a 2-1 lead, bases loaded, and Watley sees the 14th pitch of the at-bat. Here she comes. A ground ball out to short. A pick by Martin. He goes on to second and gets Stowers there. And the Rough Riders lead 3 on the base pass. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Riders leading 2-1, and Chase Lee out going for the 5-out save on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning with the Rough Riders clinging to a 2-1 lead. And the best pitcher on the team all season long, Chase Lee, on the mound. Edward Julian, left-handed batter, first pitch. High off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. It's Julian, Ortega, and Walner, 2, 3, and 4. For the Turbo Tubs here in the ninth, the pitch. A swing and a miss and a slider underneath his hands, and it's one ball and one strike. How about the at-bat from Matt Watley? 14 pitches in the ninth. He ends up grounding out into a fielder's choice to end the ninth, but great at-bat. The 1-1 cut on and missed with a slider down low and inside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Julian 0 for 3. Riders infield to pull. Lee from the stretch in the 1-2. Grounder foul right side, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Four hits today on the offensive side for the Turbo Tubs. Just one hit since the third inning on a single by Leobaldo Cabrera. 1-2. Just high and inside on a fastball as Chase Lee was walking off the mound expecting it to be strike three. Cabrera was then picked off. So the Riders haven't allowed a ton of base runners lately. The pitch, a drive into right field. Fabian back to the warning track, makes the catch. Boy, off the bat, that looked like it may have had a chance. Just Julian hit it with a ton of topspin on it, and it just sunk down right to Fabian. And there's the first out. And Chase Lee exhales. Dennis Ortega, right-handed batter, in now from the right side. One run lead for the Rough Riders, bottom nine. The pitch chopped down the third baseline and foul. Duran fielded it, but it was in foul territory and it's 0-1. Ortega, obviously a dangerous hitter. He's 0 for 3, though, with three strikeouts today. But he is a righty against Lee, who is very good against right-handed batters. The dangerous man is Matt Wallner, who's on deck, who has 10 home runs, which is tied for 7th in the league. 0-1. Slider outside corner, strike number 2, and it's 0-2. 2-1, Rough Riders lead, bottom half of the ninth inning, bases clear, one out. Lead from the stretch, he deals in the 0-2, slider low, and it's 1-2. And Lee's going to have to be very careful with Wallner on deck. He's got to get through Ortega first. He deals in the 1-2, strike 3 called, fastball, upper edge, outside corner, 2 up, 2 down against Lee. And the final hope for Wichita is Matt Wallner. Riders have led 2-1 for the last 5 complete innings. And Matt Wallner stands in now from the left side against Lee. Pull side shift on the infield. He's 1-for-3 with a double today. Open stance. First pitch. Fouled away left side on a slider on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. You just get a feeling that it's just a matter of time as to when Wallner is going to hit his first home run in this series. And the Riders sure hope it isn't right now. He has so much power. The 0-1 misses low, and it's 1-1. Wallner out of Southern Mississippi. And he was a huge power guy there. The pitch is fouled straight back. And Wichita is down to their final strike. He hit 23 home runs as a junior at Southern Mississippi. Lee ready. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Check swing. He went around. Strike 3 and the Riders win. Slider inside corner, and Chase Lee picks up the last 5 outs consecutively, and the Rough Riders win a thrilling ball game on a Friday night. 2-1 the final over the Turbo Tubs. Oh, baby. What a big win for the Rough Riders as they knot up this series at 2 games apiece. And back-to-back 2-1 games, Rough Riders fall last night 2-1. They come back, punch back tonight, and win it 2-1 in an absolute thriller and a pitching clinic for the Rough Riders. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.tv for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
What a ball game from Riverfront Stadium. Zach Bigley back with you, and very happy to have you along wherever you may be on this Friday night. The Rough Riders with a 2-1 victory in a thrilling contest over the Wichita Wind Surge. Frisco with a 2-run home run from Trey Hare in the fourth. That's all they needed on the offensive side in a brilliant pitching performance from Zach Kent, going 7 innings, allowing 1 run with 9 strikeouts. Ty Tiedemann followed, and then Chase Lee got the last 5 outs of the ballgame to pick up his 4th save of the season. The final line for the Rough Riders two runs, four hits, one error. They stranded a total of five base runners. Wichita, one run on four hits, no errors, and they stranded three. Final game time here from Riverfront Stadium. 2 hours and 11 minutes. That'll make the pace of play folks happy in front of 6,012 from Riverfront Stadium. The win to Zach Kent, and he deserved it. 1-1 on the season. Chase Lane had fourth save of the season, while Casey Legamina, a tough luck loser. He goes to 0-2 on the year. Two runs, both earned, over 5 2/3 innings on just two hits. He struck out seven and walked two, so he was really good today. He deserves a lot better than that loss, similar to Cole Reagans yesterday, who picked up the loss, allowing just two runs over five innings himself. Really good ball game here at Riverfront Stadium, and really exactly what you wanted to see the Rough Riders do, bounce back and have a really good pitching performance, as Frisco's pitching has been good, except for that one game in game two, allowing seven runs, a shutout, only two runs last night, and now the one run tonight. That's the Frisco pitching staff we expected to see entering into this year, and it's starting to come to fruition towards the end of May and the beginning of June. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you what's going on in the Texas League tonight, the Rangers organization, and set up things for tomorrow, game five of the six-game series, with the series all tied up at two games apiece. Rough Riders win it. Final score of 2-1 over Wichita. We'll return to Riverfront Stadium after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Riverfront Stadium. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you along as we put a button on this one. Rough Riders with a thrilling 2-1 victory over the Wichita Wind Surge. Let's take a look at the Texas League, as we're just 20 games away from the end of the first half. We're getting down this stretch, and things are really exciting as we continue to take a look at the standings over the course of this season. The Rough Riders and the Wind Surge are the only two that have finished up their ball game so far in the Texas League. The other one the Rough Riders are really keeping an eye on, and actually, for that matter, the Wind Surge as well. Tulsa at San Antonio, and a good score for the Rough Riders. 7-2 Tulsa over the top of San Antonio there in the bottom half of the fifth inning at Nelson Wolf Stadium. San Antonio entered into the day tied with the Rough Riders atop the South. And Frisco really wants San Antonio to lose as many ball games down the stretch here as they can. They started out 2-12. They're now 26-22 entering into today's action. So Tulsa leading by five in that one in the top half of the sixth inning now. Elsewhere around the league, Arkansas with a 2-0 lead over Springfield. That's in the middle of the seventh inning. Top of the seventh in Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals lead 3-1 over Corpus Christi. And Amarillo, where the Rough Riders will head next, they're hosting Midland. And the Rockhounds out in front 6-4 in the middle of the sixth at Hodgetown. So some really thrilling baseball coming down the stretch of the first half. We just played game number 49. Game number 69 is going to be the end of the first half. So 20 games remaining. Kind of crazy. In the Rangers organization, we start at the AAA level where Oklahoma City and Round Rock are locked in a 4-4 tie in the top of the sixth inning. Oklahoma City, a Dodger affiliate. And as we take a quick look at the box score for Round Rock, Steele Walker with a hit, former Rough Rider last year. Bubba Thompson, a single as well at the top of the card. And the starting pitcher, A.J. Alexi, former Rough Rider, has given up 4 runs, 3 earned over 5, with 6 strikeouts against the AAA affiliate of the Dodgers. At the high A level, Hickory falls to Asheville, Colorado Rockies affiliate, by a final score of 9-6. And the low A, Down East Wood Ducks, they fall to Charleston, the Yankees affiliate, 6-2, at home at Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina. Well, the Rough Riders picking up the victory 2-1 today. They'll try to make it a winning streak as they send the left-hander Avery Weems to the hill tomorrow, who's 1-4 with a 7.67 ERA. Avery Weems with a chance to give the Rough Riders another good outing, as Frisco has had some really good outings so far in this series with Jack Leiter, the long relief in game one. He was flat out brilliant, 5 2/3 innings with 8 strikeouts of shutout baseball. And then in yesterday's game, Cole Reagans, his 2 runs over 5 innings in the bullpen throwing shutout baseball. And today, Zach Kent, his 7 innings allowing 1 run on 4 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks. That's going to do it for us from Riverfront Stadium here in Wichita, Kansas, on this Friday night. Frisco, a 2-1 victory, and it is a very good win for the Rough Riders to go to 27-22 on the season. That's going to do it. We'll put a button on this, baby. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. The Rough Riders will be back in action tomorrow at a 6:05 first pitch here in Wichita. We'll be on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show, and we hope you join us for that game tomorrow. But until then, for all of us here at the Rough Riders, have a great rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.